We're speaking with Paul Dornbos from Thornbush Landscaping, and him and his team have really done a lot of great things, sending some floral arrangements to Carveth Care and Fox Run by the River, just to kind of give some people some lift up in their spirits and helping everybody out. Paul, thanks so much for joining us. And with your business and everything you got going on, how have you been handling this pandemic so far?
It sounds a little simplistic, but the reality is the pandemic hasn't changed our lives too much in both personal and business. We were, you know, not the most socially active, shall we say, because of what we do. We're probably a little tired at the end of the day to be going out and doing things. But yeah, it's reduced, let's say, what little entertaining, having friends over or whichever for dinner, or even, you know, the luxury of going out to eat somewhere. That's would be, I would say, the biggest change for us, aside from an employment standpoint, having to turn around and making sure that, you know, our employee safety is first and foremost, and getting, you know, hand sanitizers and N95 masks and you know, maybe where we would have had more people in the vehicle, reduce the number of people and increase the number of vehicles that are going to a job site, just to, you know, add an extra layer, as it were, of precaution. I've seen, you know, the devastation it's caused to fellow business owners who are not as privileged as we are to be able to be, you know, working, because we work outside, and those who have, you know, retail or enclosed spaces, restaurants, small shop owners, you know, curbside pickup is wonderful, but it's not business as usual, nor is it the same kind of business activity that supports the costs that one has. I feel very blessed and very privileged to be in the position we're in.
And, you know, there's a lot of challenges that you face, even pre-pandemic, I'm sure. What's the biggest challenge you've had to face since this whole thing started?
Trying to keep up. And I know that sounds horrible, but the pandemic has created a massive demand for what we do, which is, you know, in some ways a blessing in disguise. But people are not traveling. People are staying home. And as a result, people are taking monies that they had for those things, if they don't need them for day-to-day survival, they're investing in their homes and their properties. And, you know, even the ability to be outside in your yard, whether it's listening to water features or sitting on a patio, hearing nature around you, it's all good for mental health, but it's been, you know, really good for what we do for a living. And that happens to be, you know, installing and servicing landscapes.
The pandemic, I guess, it's kind of benefited some. Unfortunately, it's kind of gotten others, but it's good to see people like yourself still at it and still going hard.
It truly is something that, you know, again, is a challenge, right? It's a challenge to seem so optimistic and grateful for the benefits that it has bestowed upon our business, our profession, and yet, you know, we're very cognizant of those that this has been an extremely difficult time, and both financially and just personally. You know, for someone who would be a social person, you know, the last 13 months, you've pretty much been restricted to not doing what you love to do, and I can't imagine what that, you know, what toll that takes.